The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 30th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Vitarāva bhayakrodha manmayāmām upāsitaḥ बहवो ज्ञान तपसा तूता मदभावम आगत. दिस इज द परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ. मदभावम प्रश्न से बुधा भाव समन्वित. देर इज अनदर वर्सन इन भगवद गीता. बुधा भाव समन्वित. वट इज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द बैब. अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव मत्त सर्वं प्रवर्तते इति मत्या भजन्ते माम बुधा भाव समन्वित. दिस इज भाव. ओ कृष्ण इज सो ग्रेट. व्हेन वन अंडरस्टैंड्स ग्रेटनेस ऑफ कृष्ण हाउ ग्रेट ही इज. Because people do not understand, they generally speak, God is great. That is very good. At least one accepts God is great. But how He is great and what is the extent of His greatness, if we understand, then our regard and reverence for Krishna increases. Just like we have got some friend, but if we know the opulence of the friend, how great he is, he may be a very big man, very business magnate or minister, if we know, then, we have got such a nice friend. Similarly, we should try to understand Krishna. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tata. In the previous verse it has been said, tata. Not superficially. If we study Krishna superficially, then I shall accept another rascal, competitor of Krishna. Because we do not know what is Krishna. Mūḍha. Abhijānanti māna mūḍha. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been described, Siddhanta boliya chitte nakaro alas, yah haite krishne lage sudhira manas. Siddhanta, how great Krishna is. For example, in the Brahma Sangita, the greatness of Krishna is described. Govindamadi Purusam Tamam. If we study Brahma Sangita, Ekappasu Rachayatam Jagadanna Koti, Jachakti Rasti Jagadanna Chayajadantam, अंडांतरस्तंग परमानु छयांतरस्तंग गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमाहु. दिस इज अनदर एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ कृष्णस ग्रेटनेस. दैट बाय हिज वन प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन एक पशु रचयतु वन प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन इज मेंटेनिंग द होल मटेरियल क्रिएशन. एक पशु रचयतु just to create this material world. One plenary expansion. Ekappasu rachayatum jagadanna koti. Not only one, but millions of jagadanna universes. By his one plenary, in Bhagavad Gita also it is confirmed. Atumabhunaitena kingyatena tabarjana vishyabhya aham ekansena stitu yoga. Ekansena. One mind plenary portion. Mahavishnu, for creation of this material world. Ekanshinastituja. And what is that ekansha? That is described also. Jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Loma vilaja. And innumerable universes are coming out from the hair holes of the body of Mahavishnu. Nishasita kalama thavalamba. He is breathing. He is within the Karan ocean, causal ocean. He is sleeping. Jap karana navajali bhajati isma juvanidra. Juvanidra. And while he is sleeping in his juvanidra, innumerable universes are coming out through his breathing and from the hair holes. Can you stop that child? This is greatness of Krishna. This Mahavishnu is only Kalavishesha. Vishnu Mahaja Yajasa Kalavishesha. Kala means portion of the plenary portion. That is called Kala. Amsa means plenary portion. And Kala means. So all the incarnation of Vishnu and Krishna described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter. And at the conclusion, it is said, iti ca amsa kala pungsa krishna stu bhagavan sayam. Krishna's name is also there. But just to make distinction between all the avatars and Krishna, it is concluded, ete, all of them are ca, amsa, some of them are plenary portion, some of them portion of the plenary portion. In this they are situated. But the name Krishna, which is there, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. That is stated. So we have to study. If we are serious student of Krishna, then in the shastras, everything is there. So when we understand the greatness of Krishna, then we become more attached. The greatness attracts. Suppose a man is very exalted position. He attracts the attention. Similarly, if we know the greatness of one who does not know the greatness of Krishna, he thinks Krishna, yes, that Kupamandukanna, Dr. Frog, maybe little greater than me. That's all. Abhajananti maam mura. Such person thinks Krishna as one of them, and therefore it has become a very fashionable thing to become Krishna's avatar, very cheaply. No, they do not know actually what is Krishna's position. Krishna's position, if one understands, then he is liberated person. Tapta diham punarjanmanaiti mamiti. He is liberated person, even in this body. Simply by knowing how great Krishna is. Simply by knowing this fact, how Krishna, then one understands that matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matta bhajante ma, then our bhajan for Krishna's service, we become very much fixed and determined. Buddha bhava samannita. This is bhava. Bhava means one can understand very easily when you are fully conscious of something, greatness. Oh, Krishna is so great. That is called bhava. That can be understood. It is not very difficult because in the shastras everything is there. about Krishna. Simply we have to take it, accept it. And if we do not believe Shastra, then there is no use of understanding Krishna. Shastra chakhushya. You have to see Krishna is adokhaya, beyond the perception, sense perception. But through this Shastra, we can understand little bit of Krishna. It is very difficult to know. We cannot understand Krishna is unlimited. We are limited. Still, whatever limited power we have got, we can understand Krishna if we follow the Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Bhakta, Trinete, Koriya, Vikku. So this bhava stage has to be attained. It is not that artificially we come to the bhava stage. No. Vitaraga, bhaya, krodha, manmaya, mam, upasita, these are the qualities. Krishna is personally saying, not all of a sudden we can understand Krishna. Vitaraga, the first qualification is to be detached from. Our present qualification is we are too much attached to this material sense enjoyment. Material life means sense enjoyment. Therefore, we have to reduce the sense enjoyment by tapasya. Tapasya, sense enjoyment is not controlled all of a sudden. Tapasya brahmacharyena tyagena sautasam sautena yamena niyamena. These are the statements. But if you take the devotional service, then everything becomes very easy to follow. Tamasa, brahmacharyena. Just like we are advising our student not to have illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. This is tamasa. Because everyone is prone to all these things. Everyone likes illicit sex. Everyone likes to eat meat. Loke babaya amishabaddha seva nityastu jantu. Jantu, jantu means animal or ignorant person. A person who has no knowledge, he is also a jantu, animal. So, babaya amishabaddha seva, sex life and meat eating, amisha, and maddha seva, intoxicant, and natural tendency. Pravitti reshan bhutana. This is pravitti. They have got inclination. That is material life. Amisha maddha seva. But they have to be controlled by tapasya. That is tapasya. Because I have got this inclination, I have got a desire to drink or have intoxication, therefore I shall take it. There is a Bengali song, Choke jodi lage bhalo, keno dekhbo na. If my eyes like to see it, why shall I not see? This is sense enjoyment. This is animalism. But when you can control them, that is humanity. Therefore, laws are meant for the human being, not for the animals. I have several times explained. When there is law on the street, keep to the left. It is meant for the human being, not for the cats and dogs and cows. Say, if the cat, dog goes to the left or right against the police direction, he is not punished because he is animal. Or a child, if he trespasses. But if an adult person transgresses the law, he will be punished. Then human life has got responsibility. What is that responsibility? Tapasya. Here it is said, Jnana tapasa puta, purifier. Jnana, knowledge and tapasa. Then he is purified. And not that you can do whatever you like, it has nothing to do with religion. There are so many rascals programmed. You can eat anything, you can do anything, and still you become a Vedantist. This kind of rascal Vedantists are going on. But here it is said by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jnana tapasa. Jnana tapasa puta madhavam. Without knowledge, without tapasa, you cannot make any spiritual progress. Not by simple words. That is not possible. Because in the previous verse it has been said that janma karma me dibbam jujanati tattata takta dehang punar janma naiti mame itikam. So how one can come to Krishna? Mame iti. That is being described. The vitarāga bhaya krodha. Vitarāga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upāsita. To take shelter of Krishna, to become a devotee of Krishna, to become Krishna conscious. Therefore we are canvassing. We are going to door, country to country, continent to continent, city to city, village to village. Please become Krishna conscious. We are teaching them. How you can be happy? Vitarāga bhaya krodha. How you can be a man of knowledge? That is our business. It is not very difficult. The examples are here. These Europeans, American boys and girls, 4 or 5 years ago, they are different persons. But how they have taken to it? People are surprised. Because they have followed what you have said according to the Shastra. They have followed, and they are following. They are trying to follow, sincerely. Therefore they are making progress. So anyone who will follow these principles, how to come to the stage of bhava, buddha bhava samanita, there is process. Rupa Goswami has said, how to come to the stage of bhava. Bhava means just the immediate stage before the stage of love of God. That is the perfect prema pumartha maha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to become mad after God, Krishna. That is perfection of bhava. That is perfection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his example how he is mad after Krishna. He is Krishna himself. But he is teaching us how to become bhava, buddha bhava samanita. He taught us. Therefore Rupa Goswami offered his respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini. Sir, you are Krishna. But you have now assumed the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Chaitanya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nami. And you are so munificent. Namo Mahavadarnaya. Krishna Prima Pradaya. So this bhava stage can be attained if we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's way of life. And what is that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's way of life. His way of life he has described in his Sikhastha. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. He personally performed Sankirtan Yajna. And he taught everyone Harir nama, Harir nama, Harir nama eva kevalam. Kalo nastiva, nastiva, nastiva gatiranatha. That is this Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution. They simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. Then all perfection will come to you. All perfection will come. Very simple thing. It does not cost anything. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, there is no loss on your part. It does not cost you. It does not make you obliged to undergo so many severe penalties. No. You can chant at any moment, Kirtaniya Sadahari. We have seen practically these boys, although they are very young, you find they have got these beads. I have asked them to chant always, they are chanting as far as possible. So this process has to be adopted if you actually serious to understand Krishna. And if you do not try to understand Krishna, then you are making suicide. Atmaha, they have been described in the Shastra, Atmaha. If I cut my throat, myself, then who can save me? The people do not understand it. But Narottam Das Thakur, who understands, he has sung, Hari Hari Bhipale Janama Vai, Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhaya, Janiya Suniya Bhishokhaya. So, it is our duty, of course, as servant of Krishna, to awaken everyone to Krishna consciousness by this process of Sankirtan movement. But people should take it very seriously, that without taking to Krishna consciousness, one is making suicide, he's cutting his own throat or drinking poison. If you like to drink poison, nobody can check you. That's the fact. If you want to cut your throat yourself, nobody can check you. But this is not very good business. We have got this human form of life to understand Krishna. That is our only business. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. And Krishna is teaching personally in the Bhagavad Gita. Why should we not take advantage of these things and make our life successful? Why we should be so much foolish? But they are, I do not know why they are not taking to Krishna consciousness. They will take to so many other bogus things, but they will not take Krishna. Anyway, if one is serious, then he has to follow this principle. Vitarāga bhayakrodha. Bhayakrodha. Bhaya means fearfulness. That is one of the qualification of conditioned life. Ahara nidra bhaya maithun. Four things. So long you are in conditioned stage, this material body, these things are demands to eat, to sleep and to become fearful, defend and aharnidna and moithun, sexual intercourse. These are the four demands of this material body. And everyone is busy. How to eat? We'll find in Bombay city so many restaurants. Every step a restaurant eating. That is going on every city all over the world, everywhere, eating. And then sleeping, nice apartment, and then defense measures, and then very happily have sexual intercourse. These are the demands. So tapasya means to reduce this. That is tapasya. This is the general demand of the body. And if you want to be free from this material bondage, then you have to undergo tapasya. Tapasya means these demands of the body voluntarily reducing and coming to the point of need. That is liberation. That is tapasya. Vitarāga bhaya krodha. Man maya mamu pāsita. But here, very nicely Krishna lived here. It can be, tapasya can be executed very easily. If one becomes manmaya, always thinking of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, manmaya. And mamupasita, and taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, mamiva japrapadante, maya mitam tarant. As soon as you become submitted, samasita ji padapallabam plabam mahatpadam punna jasu murari. This is the description given in Bhagavad. Anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna Murari, Krishna's another name is Murari, his punna jasa, if he chant Krishna's name, then at least he become pious. Because we are all sinful. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra offenselessly, you immediately become purified. If you do not commit again sinful activities. Therefore there are 10 kinds of offenses. If we avoid the offenses and chant, then immediately we become mukta purusha. Immediately. But our habit, we have got to commit sinful activities. So this is not. Nāmnāt balāt jasrahi pāpa buddhi. If one thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so my sinful resultant actions are now nullified. Now again, let me do it. Again I shall nullify. This is greatest offense. This is greatest offense. Out of 10 offenses, this is the greatest offense. Nāmnāt balāt jasrahi pāpa buddhi. So, everything requires sincerity. Otherwise, things are not very difficult. Vitarāga bhaya krodha manmaya mamupāsita bahuvo. Krishna says bahuvo. Not that one or two. Anyone, many, who have adopted this means. Then, jñāna tapasā puta. By knowledge and tapasā, they become purified. And then, what is that? Madhbhāvam māgatā. Then come to the stage of bhāva. So, to learn this art, one must be first, just like we are hearing. If one determines, so why not adopt this means? Vitarāga bhaya krodha jñāna tapasā puta. Why I am suffering? Krishna is advising, why not take this step? Then Krishna will help you. As soon as you decide to accept this means, Krishna will help you. Krishna will help you, he will give you good assistance. Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Krishna is with you. As soon as you decide, now Krishna I want you, kindly help me. He is as you can help you. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Jasya devi para bhakti, jatha devi tatha guru. These are the definitions given in the Vedic literature. The Rupa Goswami is giving us direction how to come to the bhava stage. Adu Shraddha. First of all, first thing is Shraddha. Shraddha means faith, firm faith. Shraddha has been explained by Chaitanya Charitamrita Thar. Shraddha sabde vishas sudhira nischa. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. This is called Shraddha. One when believes firmly. As Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. One, if he is firmly fixed up, yes. By surrendering to Krishna, I get all perfection of life. That is called Shraddha. That is explained by Chaitanya Chaitanya. Shraddha sabde vishas sudhira nischaya. If I have got intention, why not this, why not that, why not this, why not that, then that is not Shraddha. That is not Shraddha. Shraddha means firm conviction. Shraddha sabde tadau Shraddha. Then next stage is tato sadhu sangha. If you have got Shraddha, yes, I want Krishna in this life. I must do anything required. That determination is called Shraddha. Then if you want to develop that determination, then you should associate with sadhu. Who is sadhu? Sadhu, bhajate mamananabha. That is sadhu. Apite sudurachara bhajate mamananabha. It doesn't matter if he has got some bodily faults. He is accustomed in a different atmosphere, even though he has got some habituated faults. But if his only qualification is only fixed term in devotion and service to Krishna, he is sadhu.